When you go out to eat, you assume the food you're eating is safe. And in order to guarantee that, the Maricopa County Environmental Services Department conducts restaurant inspections all the time, measuring everything from the temperature of a restaurant's refrigerator to how long its employees wash their hands. Food operators get a grade from the county after those inspections, so you can easily tell if they're passing or failing. But a new analysis from the Arizona Republic found that grading system is entirely voluntary, and that has allowed thousands of repeat offenders to avoid getting bad grades. Agnel Philip crunched the numbers on this one, and I sat down with him recently to talk more about it.
It ended up being about 180,000 inspections and about 200 plus thousand violation records. And I mean, it sounds like a lot, but we work with large data sets all the time, and we have ways of kind of crunching the numbers that way. But immediately what I wanted to do was figure out, okay, who were the worst performers? Because one of the things we hear as the biggest criticism of especially the way the news media covers restaurant inspections is it does the weekly updates that the county puts out, and it focuses on individual bad inspections. Mm-hmm. Whereas now that we actually had all the data in one place for the first time in at least a while, we were actually able to see, okay, who are the repeat offenders? Who are the people who are violating standards often? And just started pulling out a bunch of different threads from there.
Right. And one of the big things I think that you were able to find here, right, is that food operators, thousands of these operators in the county had violations and then were able to avoid getting that bad grade, which is the thing that us as consumers would be able to access, right?
Right, right. So basically, when an inspector shows up at a restaurant, they give the restaurant the option to opt in or opt out of the grading system, and they're locked into that choice during the duration of the inspection. Now, one of the things that I thought immediately that a restaurant could do is, if it knew it was going to violate food standards, was opt out.
Right.
And there was evidence in the data that this was happening, because if you looked at all inspections, about 40% of them weren't graded. But if you only looked at the ones in which serious violations were found, 60% of them weren't graded. So you could actually see it kind of flipped the choices that restaurants were making. So restaurants clearly knew that they could opt out of the system and were taking advantage of it, a lot of them.
So let's back up for a second then and talk a little bit about how inspections work. I mean, what's the point of these to begin with?
So the point of them is there's a federal food code, and our county food code is based almost entirely on that code. And there are certain standards for, you know, how cold does food have to be stored? How long can it be sitting out after it's cooked? How hot does it have to be stored? How often do employees have to wash their hands? All sorts of different standards. And the point of these inspections is to basically check in on whether or not restaurants and other establishments that serve food, this includes school cafeterias, nursing homes, hospitals, food trucks, if they are complying with the codes that apply to them. So what we really focused on were the routine inspections, and those are what you think of as kind of random health inspection, where a county inspector just shows up and starts checking things.
Yeah.
So that's the entire purpose, is to make sure that these standards, which have been developed over decades and longer than that, are being complied with.
So what happens then during an inspection when a restaurant gets a violation?
So most often, the violation is fixed right at the time of the inspection.
The inspector will say, you need to do this, and they'll fix it right then.
Right. And if it's something that the county terms as an imminent public health threat and a restaurant can't fix it, then that restaurant is closed until that violation is fixed.
Yeah.
So most of these are fixed then. There are other violations, even ones that fall into the serious category, that don't have to be fixed until the next time the county shows up, or they'll schedule a re-inspection to make sure that you've complied with that. So in theory, you should never go to a restaurant and eat food that has known violations that haven't been fixed.
Okay, so that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So how often is that then not the case when these are more serious violations?
So the metric we used to figure that out was to see how many restaurants were actually closed, and that the county went in, inspected, and there was an imminent public health threat, and they suspended their permit.
Right.
There were about 300 establishments that had that. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of those that were closed down temporarily were food trucks or other mobile food vendors. And when I was talking with the county, they mentioned that that can happen just because it's a unique challenge for some of those vendors to keep food, for example, cold. That's the most common reason a restaurant will be immediately closed, is because their fridge isn't working.
Sure.
Or it isn't working properly, and they can't show that they can keep food cold enough.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about these restaurants that were opting out of that grade, right? Does it seem like, because of the point of food inspections and the point of those grades, which is so that the public can understand what the food inspection said, basically, does it seem like that's not serving the public?
The county doesn't really take a stance on this. They say the way the system was developed was they had a online survey that they just posted on their website in 2011. And the results of that told them that the grading system should be voluntary. That's what they told me. Hmm. Restaurants, for their part, say, if you look at an individual letter grade, it doesn't really give you a ton of information about why we failed that. For example, one of the restaurants that we highlighted in the story, he said when you think of grades, you think of dirtiness. Yeah. And most often you're getting knocked down a grade for things like placing raw meat above vegetables or not washing your hands for long enough is another one that you'd get knocked down a grade very easily for. It's not necessarily, oh, there are cockroaches here. In fact, cockroaches and other pests aren't considered serious violations according to the county standard. So the restaurants say if you just put the grade and you put it out there with no context, people don't really understand or won't understand what the restaurant actually did wrong. And they also sure. don't see that even if you get a D, if that restaurant is allowed to continue operating, they fix that problem and that the food is safe there.
All right. Agnel Philip, data reporter with the Arizona Republic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.